Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. My name is Jen Young, and this show is called Be Intuitive. And I am here to talk about all the wonderful things that we can do to increase our intuition and to increase our ability to live the best life possible. That's what I'm all about, and that's what I study, and I'm really excited to have this radio show so I can discuss with you all the things and the topics that I like to talk about. So, welcome to the show. Today, the main topic as we get into the show is going to be about children and about parenting, and I call it parenting by the numbers. I use the tool I call numerology to bring about self-awareness with your children, and it's really an incredible tool to understand and use, and it just gives you such insight. It's like, why wouldn't you want to know? So we're going to get into that in a little bit, and I urge you to call in and talk to me about your children, what their numbers are. We can discuss some in more in depth about the interaction with them, you know, and you or your partner or their siblings. There's so much that numerology can tell us, so much information numerology can give us in regards to parenting. So I call it parenting by the numbers, and that's what this show is going to be about. I'd like to start out, though, with a few tidbits on what's going on with me, what I've been doing before we get into it. And when we start parenting by the numbers, I'm going to give you the information on how to calculate your own child's number, your own children's number, even your own number, yourself, your life path number. It is the major number in your numerology chart. But of course, like astrology, you know, there's so much more. So we don't want to base everything on this number, but we can definitely use this number to give us information on your child's life here on Earth, okay? And when we do this, I urge you to call in on the second half of the show around 10:30 Eastern time. So to call in and use ask for a mini reading. I've got the health cards, the Archangel Raphael health cards, and we'll talk about your child's number, and we can, you know, talk about what's going on. I can give you information, and I just know it's going to be really helpful. It'll be a lot of fun. So definitely call in at 347-850-1433 if you want to after 10:30 today. So I'm going to get started with just talking about a few things that I'm doing, as always. Okay, me. So again, my name is Jen Young, and you can find me at jenyoung888.com. But my most favorite place to be is Facebook. My Facebook pages, to me, are like my best friends, you know, with groups of all of you in it. The first Facebook page is facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive. This Facebook page has all my events, all my current events, and it has a lot of information on what I love to discuss. So it's got information on the astrological forecast. It's got numerology information. There's inspirational material that I'm always posting on there, fantastic articles. You're going to find great resources for anything that you're looking for. I mean, almost literally anything. I'm totally into health and wellness as well, though I'm not perfect. You know, I definitely go on and off. But I know that, you know, keeping my body and my mind in good health completely helps me in every area of my life, in my financial life, in my emotional life, in my relationship, in my, you know, all the different areas that you live in. If you've got a clean body and your mind is clear from a lot of junk and clutter and negativity, you're just really able to soar. And every situation that you're in and everything that you're approaching, every kind of project or any relationship is going to be on a higher level if your body is in really good shape. So to me, that's really important. So on that note, my spiritual eating page is a really great place to hang out. It's called facebook.com/spiritual eating. And this page gives you so much information on diet, on exercise, and why, you know, you want to eat what you're going to eat or why not to eat, you know, what you're going to eat, you know, mainly these days. But anyway, so this page, Spiritual Eating on Facebook, definitely check it out. There's so many good recipes on there. There's just so much information on the different types of foods, why I say eat them or don't eat them. You know, I don't just talk about it. I actually do it for the most part, and it really has changed my life. So Spiritual Eating is definitely the place to hang out if you're looking to either increase your intuition, if you're looking to lose weight, or you're looking to maintain, or you're looking to keep your body just clean and clear. That way you're going to prolong your life. Your life is going to be happier and more joyful. Also, when I'm talking about parenting, there's so much to do. Your style of parenting, your type of parenting, and how you do as a parent, it really has a lot to do with how you are as a person. So if you are someone who eats well, you know, cares about herself, himself, exercises, really cares about their mind, body, spirit, all the aspects of them, then they're going to be better parents. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? So with this show being called Parenting by the Numbers, it's about you parents as well. You know, it starts with you. So the relationship with yourself is the most important. That's why I recommend eating a special way. I recommend doing things like that you'll find on spiritual eating, like meditating. And right now, today is a fasting day for me. I don't always do this. In fact, a lot of times lately, I have not actually. So today I decided to not eat from dinner last night all the way until dinner tonight. So it's not like I'm going days and days without food. I'm just giving myself a break. I'm giving my digestive system a break. Your poor digestive system and your body, every time you put something in there, it's got to work, 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 work. And that's okay, but you know, after a while, especially the way we eat here in the Western world, with the, you know, all the chemicals, all the GMOs, all the processed foods, all the sugar, the absolute crap that we eat, our poor body is overloaded. So ideally, giving your body a rest one day a week is really healthy. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm just drinking green juice, drinking water and lemon. I might have a piece of fruit if I really feel depleted later, because fruit is really easy to digest. So when you add it all up, I'm giving my body a break. I'm letting all the energy that would normally go to digestion, you know, go to all the other areas of my body that probably have been crying out for help that haven't gotten any. So this is what you got to do when you're thinking about it. You know, you really have to think about, why am I doing this? I am fasting for a reason, and it's going to benefit me. Plus, you know, we're always looking to reduce inflammation. The more you eat, especially like dairy and wheat, you know, sugar, inflammatory foods, meat, alcohol, coffee, caffeine, so diet sodas, all that bloats you and inflames you from the inside out. So when you fast one day a week, you give your body a chance to just work through that. And you'll notice after you do this for a while, you start your bloat. Like, you don't have any more bloat. Your stomach shrinks, your face, your neck, they shrink. And they actually, you know, your eyes are brighter and just popping out, like, you know, you're really there, you know, you're not just slugged up and with all this sludge. So definitely look into fasting one day a week, and please email me or Facebook me with any information. I know my spiritual eating page has the information on that as well. But my email is jenyoung888.com. So jenyoung888.com or whatever. No, wait. jenyoung888@gmail.com. So you can find my email. That's my email, and you can also find it on my website. So definitely contact me if you're interested in this kind of thing. And so I am so into sharing the information on nutrition with anybody who wants to listen. So when we talk about nutrition, of course, that does have a huge effect on kids. So we're going to talk about that as well when we get into the parenting by the numbers. So a few places that I'm going to be at Kaleidoscope Angels this Saturday, the 13th of June. And what I'm going to be doing there are new moon readings. Now, the new moon is really on the 16th, but it doesn't matter. A few days before, a few days after, that's when the energy is really potent. So we've got, with these new moon readings that I do there, they're only $2 a minute. So just come on in or call and you know, you pick the length of time that you choose, so it doesn't have to, you know, cost too much for you. So with these new moon readings, we really look into what you're starting now. Like, what would you like to start now? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve starting right now? The new moon always gives you the first 2 weeks afterwards with this really, really like potent energy. And what you're going to do is you're going to use that energy to get your project or get whatever you're wanting to do, say a new nutritional program or anything that you want to get off the ground. You're really going to be pushing in these next 2 weeks. And I don't mean pushing in a bad way. I mean like really moving forward, really excited about it. Now, the new moon is in Gemini, and Gemini has the power of knowledge. They're so smart. Information is going to come easy to you. And they're real go-getters. You know what I mean? They're constantly going. They are like Tigger, bounce, 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 bounce. So you're going to have a lot of this Gemini energy pushing you forward. So if you come on down, or even if we do a Skype reading or reading in person anytime, but right now using this full moon energy of next Saturday is going to give you a real boost and give you a lot of information that you've probably been looking for, or confirmation that you're on the right path. Most of my readings, to be honest, are all about confirmation. People just want to know, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? Am I in the right job? Am I with the right person? You know? So join me there if you can, Kaleidoscope Angels. And of course, all that's on my events page on Facebook. Okay? It's Jen Young Intuitive, facebook.com/Jen Young Intuitive. Then the next place I'm going to be is actually next Wednesday. This radio show will be broadcasted from Kaleidoscope Angels. And this is a place, a healing sanctuary, where they have so many modalities. So we're going to be talking about all the different modalities that you can use and you can, you know, try to bring about self-awareness, because that's what it's all about. When I talk about numerology, when I talk about astrology, when I talk about nutrition, I'm actually saying, okay, I'm going to use these tools, these permission slips, to heighten my awareness about myself, about the world around me, about my relationships. Well, really, and it's all about us, because everything else around us is just, it stems from the inside, right? So if you really get to know your inside, you get to really know who you are, you dive into all the aspects of yourself, the good, the bad, the ugly, you really get a perspective on who you are, why you're here on Earth, your purpose, the tools that you have, the challenges that you came in with, that you chose to come in with, you know? So it's awesome. So Kaleidoscope Angels, we're going to talk when we're there next Wednesday, 10 o'clock, same time, same place, radio show. We're going to talk about all the different modalities available. So that way, if you're interested in any of them, even if you don't go there, I mean, wherever you are, if you're in California, if you're in Florida, if you're in the UK, it doesn't matter. You can look up people in your area that do these types of healing modalities. And I don't want to say healing, really, because something really wrong. We always think there's something wrong with this. We are so perfect just the way they are. We are. And so when I want to say, what do I want to call that then? It's just tools and modalities that we can use to heighten our success, that we can use to, what would I say, to take ourselves to the next level. Basically, that's what it is. Because so many of us are already up there. We're doing really well. And we just want to keep going higher and higher and higher. And why not? So I hope you guys either tune in next Wednesday to learn about all this, or meet me there. We're going to have a live audience, so anybody can pop in and just sit in and we'll get your opinion and that type of thing. It'll be a lot of fun. Another thing that I am doing, which I do about 3 or 4 times a year, is I go to Bermuda and do readings for all my friends and clients in Bermuda. And I will be there the second week of September for a couple of weeks. So all you all my Bermuda peeps out there, I will be coming, and you can call Birth Salon and My Serenity starting next week with exact dates so you can book your readings. So really look forward to that. Who wouldn't look forward to that, right? But all my Bermuda people are really special. You guys are really not afraid to be out there. You're strong people. You know, Bermuda resonates with the number one. The number one is all about new beginnings, people who are independent, who stand on their own 2 feet, and who are really here to seek the journey of that, I'm going to do it my way, you know? I'm going to do it my way. So I love the energy in Bermuda. It's fantastic. It's upbeat. I mean, it's not perfect. Every place on the planet has its gifts and challenges, of course. But for me, being in Bermuda, I always feel really optimistic and really good. Of course, it's sunny and warm. That helps. So that's what I'm doing in a nutshell. I will be doing a few other things, perhaps going to Asheville, North Carolina, to do some readings down there. And what an amazing place that is, I hear. I have friends who live there, and I've heard about it. So it's one of my dream places to go to. It's so spiritual. They're really focused on that part of life, and it's a wonderful place to be. So contact me if you're down there and in that area and you want to find out my dates. I'll let you know ahead of time as it comes up. So with Parenting by the Numbers, what we need to do is we need to find out what your child's life path number is. And when you do this, when I give you the calculations for that, you're going to find out what your life path number is. And then we start talking about compatibility. Like, how can you and your child interact? If you're a 5 and she's a 2, what does that mean? You know, and how can you better interact with her so that way she's going to really accept what you're saying? You know, because you could be talking to 2 different people saying the same thing, and the way you approach them, they will receive it the way they receive it. So why not approach your children and communicate with them in a way that you know is tailored and specified to the way they will hear it? Doesn't that make sense? To me, that makes total sense. I know my kids, my one son's a 7 and the other one's a 9. And I know what these numbers mean inside and out. So, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. Of course, I probably freak out, as they will tell you every now and again. I totally abandon all my knowledge of numerology. But for the most part, I do know, you know, where they're coming from. And so I try, you know, most of the time, you know, 95% of the time to remember that and to keep that in mind when I'm interacting with them. I think it really, really has made a difference in my life. And so we're going to get started with that. Another thing when it comes to children is diet. And I know I harp about this a lot because it really is important. My kids, I didn't really start this clean eating until they were older. So it's not as easy to get them to, you know, follow my lead. I don't force them to eat like I do, but I definitely am a living example. They're living with it. They've been living with it for about 3 or 4 years now. I've been on this new way of eating. And since they've been seeing it every day, my only hope is that they'll remember. And when it comes to them, you know, going out on their own, buying their own groceries, you know, doing things on their own, that they'll at least had that example, whether they choose to or not, I cannot control. But that's what when it comes to your eating habits, your exercise habits, you know they're looking at you. So it is really important if you want to make any changes, you know, that are detrimental, like whatever, smoking cigarettes or, you know, drinking a loads of coffee or whatever, you know, this is really the time to do it if you've got kids. It's better sooner than later because they're going to live with this. This is going to become their history, their herstory, you know, and they're going to take this into their lives and into the families that they create. They're going to be taking in all that you have given them. So, and you know, it's like anything, when you're raised by people who are a bit unaware, they're spoon feeding you not just the food and the junk, they're spoon feeding you the ideas, they're spoon feeding you their belief systems. All of that, if it's negative or nasty or unproductive, it's going to be hindering the child as they grow up. And so, you know, we really want to nip that in the bud. You want to start them young and start off with the best habits possible. So with that said, I recommend everyone either contact me or go on to a Spiritual Eating Facebook page to look at the diet recommendations that I have on there. Of course, I don't recommend things for kids. I don't recommend that are pretty specific for me, like milk. I mean, a lot of people are brought up with cow's milk being a staple. Well, back in the day when there was nothing else, or even when it wasn't pasteurized, yeah, there were health benefits to that. But nowadays, it's all different. You know, everything is pasteurized and it's processed. And dairy actually causes so much inflammation, so many allergies, so many, it causes irritable bowel syndrome. It causes so many different things, so many elements that we might just not even know. And I bet if you took your child off dairy, if they're having a problem, especially with like an overproduction of mucus, you know, inflammation or bloating or sluggishness, you know, you take them off dairy for 3 weeks, guaranteed you. They brighten up, they have more energy, they won't have those cold symptoms, no dark circles under the eyes. I mean, totally, that's happened to for myself and my one son 100%, so I know that. But that's definitely something worth doing. So check, if your kids are still eating cow's milk or dairy, lots of dairy, you might want to monitor that. You also want to monitor their sugar intake, and everybody knows that sugar affects children big time. We eat so much of it. It's in everything. I won't go on and on about that, but sugar lowers your immune system. If your kids are, say they got a big event planned or a sporting event or a big test or something, I recommend 3 weeks before this special event for any kid that you'd want to reduce their sugar intake, you want to reduce their gluten intake, you want to eliminate dairy and any processed food junk, you know, that their body has to work really hard to process through. Have them eating as clean and clear as you possibly can, and you will see results. You'll see results in their behavior, in the way that they feel, their energy level will change, and their optimism will grow. So with that said, nutrition in children, huge. So let's get on with the parenting then, parenting by the numbers, I should say. So when we're figuring out our child's life path, this is going to give us a lot of information on our child's purpose here on earth, the challenges that they have, and the gifts that they have. So when you talk about a life path number, it's not that it's all of them, because there's so much more. There's their career number, or their, you know, that sort of life purpose career number that is derived from the name you gave them at birth, actually. And that's a whole nother session. We could do a whole nother show on that, because that's a lot of calculating. But, you know, there's so many more aspects to them other than this life path number. But this life path number is a biggie. It says, here you are. These are the tools that you have right now in this lifetime. These are the challenges that you potentially could have in this lifetime. And this is what you're aspiring to achieve, to work towards this life path number. It's huge. So to figure out the life path number, there's some calculations involved. So get out your calculators or pen and paper. And what we're going to do, basically, we just add up their birth date. All the numbers in the birth date, add them up. Okay, that's the first step. After we add them all up, you know, so say I'm 10, 26, 1966, which I am. So I'm going to add up 10 plus 26 plus 1966, and I'm going to get a big number, whatever that number is. So that's what I want you to do for your children. I'd like you to take their birthdays and add every number that is in their birthday together and get that answer. Once we get that answer, most of you are going to have double digits, triple digits, all right? If that happens, numerology, what we do is always adding the digits together to get a single digit. In numerology, there's really only 9 numbers, 1 to 9. I mean, I'm just saying this just to give you a visual. But we don't want any numbers today that are double digits, okay? Now, let's do that. So add up the birth date, the month, the day, the year, including the 19, or including the 2000, okay? 1996, you know, 2010, that type of thing. I want every single number added up, and, you know, I can't see you, but raise your hand when you're ready. Okay, so say you've got a number like 68 or whatever, 125. Just keep adding those digits together until you get a single digit. So say you have a 29. 9 plus 2 is 11. Okay, 11 is 2 digits. We still want to keep... Oh, wait, oopsie. Okay, that reminds me, there's 3 numbers that if you get these numbers, do not add them together. If you get an 11, if you get a 22, or if you get a 33, don't add those numbers together. You have special children if you've got these numbers. I mean, they're all special. But these numbers are called the master numbers. And what they do is they say, wow, your child has extra potential. And it doesn't mean that they'll use it. It doesn't mean that there's anything different about them. But they do have an added something to their life. They have a lot of potential, and it's going to be your job to nurture that. So if as you're adding together every number in their birth date, if you do happen to come across an 11, a 22, or a 33, stop right there. The rest of you just keep going until you get a single digit, okay? So for me, my one son is a 7 and my other son is a 9. So I have no master numbers in my family. I'm a 4 and my husband's a 9. So let's do everybody if you can. Do your kids, do your husband, do yourself, because this is all about parenting by the numbers is all about the interaction with all of you and how to make it even better. Okay? So now we've all got our child's number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 11, or 22, or 33. And these numbers are going to give you information about your child's life here on earth. Okay? Challenges, gifts, what they're striving towards. So let me get started. If you have a number one child, you have a child that's pretty darn independent, okay? Or at least they're going to be exploring that avenue in their life. Okay, before I get started, I'm going to go back one more time. When we talk about the numbers, I'm going to mostly talk about the positive aspects of it just because, I don't know, that's kind of like how I start out. And then what we can do is if someone says, they don't seem very independent, I would say, okay, well, independence is like a big stick, okay? In the middle, that's a nice balance, isn't it? You go too far to the one end where there's absolutely no independence, it's the opposite. You know, that's the opposite end of the stick or the spectrum. Or you go all the way to the top of the opposite end, and that's sort of independence that's just a bit out of, you know, control, where the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of they think they need no one. You know what I mean? So we just want this sweet balance. When I talk about these characteristics, we're looking for the sweet balance. So if you find that whatever number I'm describing your child with feels like the opposite of what I'm saying, well, that matters. And I want you to take that into account, because if your child comes in with low self-esteem and they're born a number one, they're here to really to build that up, to become self-sufficient and independent, okay? So you get it, guys? I hope you get it. And if not, of course, email me after the show and we'll talk about it. So a number one child is someone who is strong, usually strong-willed, strong-minded, independent, think they're always right. They're going to do it their way. Their job here in this lifetime is to break away from the pack with the crowd, perhaps even from your family type of tradition, you know, that kind of thing, and do their own thing, go their own way. So you want to give this child a lot of leeway and freedom. They're more of a solitary child where the one, though they can be social, they like their small group of friends. They're very loyal, very committed to their small group of friends. They feel more comfortable in that arena than rather than venturing out and into really large crowds and loads of people they don't know. They like to keep their circles small and secure. So they're really here to explore independence and do something on their own, and they do not like to be told what to do. So they can be rather bossy, and they think they're right all the time. So what my advice with the number one child is, if you want them to do something, it's got to be their idea. Get them to think it's their idea. And, you know, you look at a number one child and you just, like, come at them, like, head on and say, do the dishes now, you know, you're going to get a rebuttal, or you're going to, you know, they're going to, their back's going to go up against the wall, and the results are going to be confrontational, most likely. Or at least if they're not saying it to you verbally, they're saying it to themselves inside, and that will build up, okay? So with the number one child, I recommend that you engaging them and helping them see that the idea you have is a good idea, you know, and that they really do want to agree with it. So you know what I mean. So we want to be careful with those number ones. We don't want to be too forceful with them and push them in a corner, because it will backfire, okay? So the opposite of that is the number two child. Number two children, if the one is about independence, the two is always about other people, dependence, you know. So the number two is really here to create harmony in relationships, the relationship that they have with themselves, with everyone else. They really want everyone to be happy. So many times a number two will bend over backwards and sacrifice for other people to be happy. If you have a two child, just be sure. And this goes for the 11s too. Remember those master numbers I was talking to you about? If you're an 11, well, one and one is two. So that 11 has both energies of the 11 and the two. So really sensitive here. These 11s are very sensitive, and these 2s are very sensitive. So really be very mindful how you talk with them, how you talk to them, and how you interact with them. With the 2, you wouldn't go up to them and yell, just do the dishes. You wouldn't even have to. You would look at the 2, and then you would look at the pile of dirty dishes, and then you would look back at your number 2 child, and they would be like, ah! And they'd probably be like, oh, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry, Dad, you know, and go over there and start doing the dishes. So they're sensitive. They're kind. They want these relationships to be, they want everybody to be happy. They're probably always looking out for their siblings or their parents and animals, that kind of thing. So twos can, they're like that. And so you have to be careful not to take advantage of them or to use them, you know, because they're so accommodating. So you want your two to become strong and independent. And so you want to foster those qualities in them, but also keeping their spirit intact. You know, you don't want to break their spirit. They are kind. They are loving. They are giving. The negative side of some of the twos is that they can get into, like, a state of pessimism or depression and being like, oh, everything sucks. It's never going to work out. You know, they can dig a pity party hole pretty darn big and deep. So once they get down in there, that can be difficult. So if you have a number two child who tends to always look at the doom and gloom, it's going to be hard, but, you know, you're just going to have to constantly be reassuring them and extending that rope or ladder down into the hole. So be kind and gentle with your number two children and foster types of activities where they're with people who are good and kind people. They have a lot to offer that they do need to be taken care of, in the respect that they, you know, they, being in a harsh environment for a number two would be detrimental, especially to the child. So we move on to the number threes. Well, the number threes, they're usually a lot of fun. Number three personality is all about creativity, artistic endeavors, fun groups of people. They love, like, family gatherings, parties, friends. So they're usually social people. Now, you could say, oh my gosh, my child's a number three and not social at all. Well, there's a couple things that could be going on here. Perhaps there's a lot of other numbers in your child's chart, which is a numerology chart. It consists of 5 to 6 core numbers. And if you wanted to do a reading with me on that for your children or everyone in your family, I'd do those readings, because you really get the mix. You get all the information about your child, not just this one life path number. So just keep that in mind. So a number three child is someone who does love to have a good time. Usually they're a bit energetic and they can be unruly, but they're really here to be creative. So if you have that number three child, keep them busy at all times. Keep them involved in projects that stimulate them. They really are influenced by their friends. So if you have a number three child, I recommend you really monitoring their friends. Like the number one child, you don't have to monitor their friends too much. They're pretty darn smart and selective. So they're going to be able to take care of themselves when it comes to that. But the number three child might not have the discernment. As they get older, number threes get better with discernment, but when they're young, they are so influenced by the shiny beads, I'm going to be best friends with this girl because she's got these beautiful Cinderella shoes or, you know, that kind of thing. They really can be taken in by appearances. And, of course, to them, appearances do mean a lot. You'll find your number three child is very stylish or has their own personal style, cares about their surroundings, how things look. So they can be influenced by looks and by how things appear. They can be influenced by their peers, and they can tend to go down the sort of like that rocky road of, sort of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it kind of scares you. So if that is the case, keep your eye on them. Be mindful that they're with a good crowd. Do your best in that respect, and keep them creatively busy, and you're going to like have a much better time of it if you can really stick to those goals when you have a number three child. So number four child is different. Number four, it's like opposite. You get one that's one way, then the other's another way. So all the odds and even numbers have their different characteristics that are odds have some similarities and evens have some similarities. So the four is, I'm a four. So the four life path number, if you have a child who is that, we're really here to seek security. We want security. We like strong foundations. So we can be fearful. We can be scared. We can be afraid to speak up. We're not dumb. We're smart. Don't disagree with me if you know me. Okay. We are smart, but we're fearful. So a lot of number fours know what to do, but they're so afraid to do something wrong that they won't do anything at all. And they can appear to be withdrawn or indecisive or insecure. So just make sure if you have a four child that you are aware of their sensitivity, of their possible insecurities, and their fearfulness. And if you can make them in any way you can, help make them feel secure, like financially secure, or if you have a relationship, like volatile relationship with your partner, really work on bringing that down, because the four will be really hurt by that, more so than some of the other numbers. Some of the other numbers can handle it, the one can handle it. The two might zone out, but the two is sensitive too. Two doesn't like arguments and that kind of thing. So the twos and the fours with arguments in the family, really detrimental. So if that is the case, you work on doing something about that. If you guys have, parents have like a high temper or that kind of thing, really look into harmonizing the home environment. If you have a number four child, it will make such a difference, especially when they're older, going out on their own. They're going to have a confidence, and they're going to have this feeling of well-being that is so crucial and important to a number four child. All right, so make sure that number four child has a stable foundation emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way, because they will benefit from that. They're smart. They have that real ability to build something, whether it's business or they work for someone or they build their own family. They'll do it, and they'll do it right, but they do need that strong foundation. And they do have issues, I would say, or challenges with security. So helping them feel secure will go really far with your number four. If you have a number five child, oh my God, all the rules change with the number five child, and God help you. No, I'm only kidding. But the five is all about soaking up all life has to offer. So you've got kind of like a real free spirit, wild child, on your hands here. So a couple bits of advice if you have a five child, five life path child, that would be, they need to be engaged in fun activities or interesting activities all the time. Their mind needs to be constantly stimulated. They need to be engaged at all times, because they have the tendency, five is the number of overindulgence, and so they could have the tendency to overindulge in negative types of behaviors, or perhaps be really hyper, that kind of thing. So you really want to keep the five busy. The five has to be excited and inspired at all times. It's not easy to have a five child, but they're so smart. They're so creative. They're so fun to be with. They're not afraid of anything. So you got a number five child. You got a lot of work on your hands, but it'll be worth it because when they get out there in the workplace, they really rock this world. They're the designers. They're the people that are the, you know, actors or perhaps musicians or people who are just not afraid to do what they want to do. You know, travelers, they're awesome. They love children. They're so good with children. They have that childlike energy that totally carries through their whole lives so that they're never out of wonder. They're never not in awe. So, okay, but then that could backfire, right? Because if you are a total child and you're in that childlike state and you're 45 years old and you have to pay a mortgage, it's like, hello. So you're going to have to make sure that you foster responsibility with those number five. Now, if you have a number six life path for a child, then you're going to be like, not that at all. It's completely opposite. Six is all about responsibility. So these number six children tend to be very responsible. They'd be very concerned with the home and the family and the people in the family and their close friends. They're very nurturing and loving. They want to serve. Six is here to serve. Six is all about responsibility. Now, six's negative traits would be overgiving. So if you have a sick child, so if you have a two or a six child, you'll want to make sure that you don't overburden them, you don't take advantage of them, and you give them back double the love they give you. They will just soak it up, and it's going to benefit them as they get older. So love, love, love that sixth child. The sixth child is good with responsibility, so you most likely won't have to worry about them not doing things right. They will do things to the T. The negative part of the sixth is if they are rejected by family or if they're not given that childhood, that loving childhood, they can really be affected in a negative way as they get older and can, you know, lend towards depression, drug abuse, you know, that kind of thing, because their hearts are very easily broken. So take care of your number six's heart. Also with the number six, health is very important. In astrology, the sixth house is the house of illness. In numerology, I call it the house of health. So it's very important that your sixth child eats well, exercises, gets adequate sleep, that kind of thing. Keep their health going strong. They will need it their whole life. They will need those skills their whole life. And if you can point them in the direction of service, you will have a happy child. All right? So give them jobs to do. Have them help you cook. Like the number one will be like, get out of my way. I'm doing it myself. The number six will be like, I'll help you, Mom. Oh, let me help you, Dad. And they'll stick with you and help you. It's a wonderful number when it comes to kids, because we all love that, you know, cozy type of relationship with our kids. Well, most of us do. So we move on to the number seven child, and let me tell you, I've got one of those. I'm going to take a pause here and have some water. Okay, so number seven child. Oh my gosh. First off, this is the number of research and study, learning. They're always inquisitive. They're really in their mind most of the time. Even though seven is the number of spirituality, when we talk about numerology in different aspects, usually the sevens are not spiritually inclined when they're young, but as they get older, spirituality, the meaning of life, you know, what makes humans tick, that kind of thing, then that comes into play as they're older. So if you have a seven child like I did and you notice their extreme sensitivity and sort of zen-like qualities when they're young, like babies, you know, or even young toddlers, that might start to fade. You get a pessimistic teenager like I've got. It's all good, though, because I know he's headed on his way to his own path towards spirituality, and I know he'll get there. So meanwhile, you've got the researcher, the studier, the one who's really into information, statistics, that kind of thing. So you want to keep your seven engaged in those kinds of activities that really use the mind and concentration. If you have a seven, don't expect Mr. or Mrs. Social. They will be social for a little while. They can be very gregarious and good at it, but let me tell you, they need their alone time. So if you have a seven child, I highly recommend you let them spend time in their room alone. And when they get kind of irritable, perhaps they turn from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, then you just, you know, if you can try not to let your temper get you and get mad at them, just send them away. But send them in their room and be like, come back in about 2 hours. And they'll come out and they'll be back to their same old self. So just remember that if you have a seven child, you don't want to stress over them changing personalities or freaking out on you. You really want to handle them with care when they get like that. They just need to go away. and they need to be in solitude so that they can regroup. So number seven, point them in the direction of research, studying and learning, engineering, computers, that kind of thing. They love it. Let them be engrossed into that. And I'm telling you, if it's sevens in a career they love, they are the happiest people on earth and everyone else around them is happy. That's also with the three. The threes and the sevens, they must be in a career or a job that they like. Otherwise, oh my God, pessimistic, depression, and pissed offness. I mean, sorry, there's really no other word other than that that I can think of at the moment. Oh my gosh, you just want to run away from these people. So make sure your threes and your sevens are doing what they love, whether it's in school, you know, or on the playground, or, you know, on the way to college. It's got to be what floats their boat. Believe me, it'll be worth it. You want them to be happy adults. So there you go with your sevens, and just be self-assured that by the time they reach, you know, maturity, say, you know, I don't know, it could happen in 20s, 30s, 40s, they will deepen and come back to where they were when you first met them when they were first born. So we move on to number eight. Well, number eight are all about the business world. So if you have a number eight child, tell them, forget about relationships, forget about anything else. You want to explore the business world. And let me tell you, all the eights that I know, grown up and young, this totally fits. Most of my eight friends, eight clients, are people who really focused on job and career first. And then when they get to the desired place, then they start to consider relationships. So if you have a number eight child, relationships might not be their best aspect, okay? It might not be their favorite thing either. And you might wonder, what is going on with this child? But believe me, eights are here to move forward. So if you have an eight who acts like a little entrepreneur at the age of three, and you know this child's a number eight life path, hey, go for it. If you do a reading with me and you find out that the name that you gave them at birth adds up to be a number eight, wow. So that would just be amazing, because that's the career number. And eight is just here to explore the business world. So be prepared for your number eights to be little entrepreneurs, or to grow up and be in a company or do a job where they are in charge of a lot of people, where they are respected, and where they hold a lot of responsibility. Eight are not afraid. You know, the business numbers are 2, 4, and 8. And let me tell you, the twos are very good at business. They're very organized, insightful. They've got a good critical eye. They don't miss things, but they tend to give it away, give a lot of way. Because twos are very, like we're saying, they're here all about relationships, so they're here to satisfy others. You know, they want that. They love that. So they might tend to give too much away. The fours are very good at business, because we were talking with the four, it's all about the foundation, right? They're good at building strong foundations, taking things step by step, making sure that they have not missed anything. The thing is, they're so afraid. Remember I told you the fours have this security issue. So if the fours are so afraid to, you know, go out on a limb or put their idea out there, many times good ideas are born and then eventually die in their own heads before they even get the courage to speak up or do something about it. So remember that when it comes to your eights, have none of those problems. Eights are here to take on the business world and rock it out. So if you've got an eight child, just be aware they're going to be headstrong, most likely. They're going to be focused on what they're doing, whether they're 3 years old and they're building the Thomas Tank Engine railway system, or, you know, they're going into college and they know exactly what they do. They know where they want to go to college, and they have the money to do it, because you know what I mean? By then, they probably will. Now, of course, if you have an eight and they're experiencing these opposite qualities, say the eight is really insecure, the eight has a fear of dealing with money or spends it like crazy. You know, if all these things are coming about the eight that are about the lack of abundance instead of abundance, then you know you've got your job cut out for you. You're here to help that eight develop self-empowerment, self-confidence. You're here to help them discover how to handle money and how to move forward in their career. And you're here to help them discover that abundance is there for the taking. It's just their feeling of lack, or their experience of lack, or their belief of lack, or some other reason that's stopping them. So it can be a tall order if you've got an eight child on that, living on more of the challenging side of the number. All right, so we're moving on to the last single number in our digit in our numbers here. And the last number is a nine. And the nine life path is somebody who's like a little bit of everything all wrapped up into one. I live with two of them. I know a lot about them. So the nine life path for the child is someone who is the ultimate humanitarian. You'll notice these children are probably most fair, and they care about fairness. They care about doing things right. They help the underdog. They don't like elitist type people who think they're better than other people. They usually stand up to bullies, even though number nines tend to be quiet. They will stand up to a bully. If somebody's bullying somebody or there's an animal being hurt, whatever, any kind of injustice, that number nine swoops down there and takes care of business. And you're like, wow, he never spoke a word in his life and he's come to rescue me. You know what I mean? So those number nine souls are just really gentle souls. You got to really nurture and love your number nine. Got to be careful with them and really loving and kind to them. You've got to be fair with them. It's really important. But then, of course, you want to teach them that life isn't always fair and they'll have to deal. But it's not easy. The nines are so great. You know, the nines will get mad at people. They'll be critical. They're very critical. The negative side of the nine can be sort of tyrannical or overly hyperly critical because overly hyperly, yeah, that's a really... This doesn't make sense. Okay, but you know what I mean. So, yeah, so they can be like total tyrants and total like, you know, you didn't do this right and this is not how we do it. Well, that would be living on the negative side, okay? That would be going too far the other way. Nine, so any of you nines out there or any the parents with the nine children, just know that there's temperance, okay? You've got to tell them, hey, not everything works out as it's supposed to be. Sometimes you just have to deal. They have a problem dealing when things go wrong. And injustices, that type of thing. You have to help them with that. They are very sensitive, though. So sometimes they act all like they know. That could be a bit of a facade, too. So you want to try to get beyond that and realize that they don't know everything, even though they like to act like they do. They can be quite arrogant in what they do, work-wise or with school-wise or with their friends, because usually they're pretty darn smart and they pretty much know what they're doing. So a little bit of arrogance in a way that isn't bad can be good. Does that make sense? So just make sure it's not overinflated in them. You might have to, you know, take them down a couple notches. Nines are really critical, so watch out for that. And if you're affected by their criticalness, you know, you just got to tell them and be honest with them. They love honesty. So be honest with your nine. Be really open and honest with your nine because they know it anyway. So it's better you say it. They will respect you as a parent if you are honest with them, even if it's kind of brutal honesty, okay? Just know that for your number nine. Number nine also has the ability to judge and criticize, but then immediately let go, and they never hold grudges. Most likely never hold grudges. For a nine, if someone in their family has made them mad, angered them, hurt them, they'll take it. Even they might be like, okay, that's it, last straw. And still, if that person needs help, the first one there is the nine. Okay, so love your nines. They're awesome. So let's move into the 11, the 22, and the 33. These are the master numbers. And then I can't believe all this time has gone by. But you can listen to this radio program again and again to get the information about your kids. And the website, my website, jenyoung888.com, if you go there, there's a couple of numerology tabs. So check those out, you know, and see. You'll get some more information, so that way you don't feel like you missed anything. You can check out the keywords for the different numbers. And, of course, if you want a reading with me private or on Skype, you know, privately on Skype or in person, definitely let me know because I just love doing these charts for families. It totally brings understanding and clarity to the family dynamics. And who doesn't want that? That totally elevates the level of communication and the effectiveness of your communication and your love. So let's move on to the 11. The 11/2, because 1 and 1 is 2, we take consideration both those numbers. So if you're an 11, you want to look at the two qualities or listen to them again as I describe them. You'll also want to know that if you have an 11 child, you've got someone who is basically very, very intuitive, very able to read energy, other people's energy, situations, places. They could go into a house and feel if there's leftover residual energy there. So, you know, they're psychic. So you want to make sure that you really are aware of their hypersensitivity, these number 11s. A lot of them cannot be in places with negative energy. They'll be so overly affected. It could be extremely detrimental, especially with the new energies that are coming in now that we're in this shift, we're in this change, we're not in the same dense earth that we used to be. So there's so many souls coming in now that are really, really sensitive. So with that 11, you got one of them. And I want you to make sure you really take care of them, to be so gentle and kind to them. And then you also want to make sure that you do give them the skills that they need to survive, you know, self-preservation type of skills. They just really do need that balance of someone to nurture and be really sensitive with them and understand their qualities, but then someone who is smart enough to teach them survival skills, okay? Your number 11 would eventually be a very good counselor, nurturer, teacher, that kind of thing. So if you want to point your number 11 in those types of directions, see what happens. I think you'll find that they'll thrive, okay? Number 22, this is a master builder. This is someone, a child or a person, takes something that they want to build, and what it is that they build this something, whether it's a company, whether it's just their platform, whether it's who they are in a family, their role, and they build this strong foundation that serves humanity. So I'm telling you, number 22s out there, you've got a lot of potential. If you have children who are 22, a lot of potential to actually make things happen in the material world. And not just to make things happen to make a lot of money. It's not about that. These 22 fours that come in, they're here to create something lasting that helps humanity. So remember that. I believe Oprah's career number is a 22-4, and that totally makes sense, and that's a good analogy, okay? So you got what I mean with that. Now, remember, the fours can be fearful, so you might need to be helping and nurturing and prodding these children on to you know, sort of let them know, hey, you've got so much potential. Look at all of that you have to offer, and you're going to help them see it, all right? It's really important for you to help them see it. And, you know, sometimes if the children are old enough, like I do teenagers, I do charts for teenagers, it's so great for them to see their own potential there in black and white. And then, or say they have some negative trait, you know, say their issue is self-esteem or say their issue is relationships, they'd be like, wow, so I'm a number 8 there, and so maybe relationships aren't what I should be focused on right now in my life, that kind of thing. It's going to give them insight to their own behavior, their own challenges, their own issues, and they're not going to think they're a freak. You know, they're not going to think, oh, I'm so weird. They're not weird. You know what I mean? They're going to say, they're going to just be so happy to know it's just part of who they are, and it's wonderful. So we move on to 33. The 33 is the last master number that I talk about. There's more, but this is it where I draw the line 11, 22, and 33 because that's all that is usually out there. The 33 is really something special. If you have a child that adds up to 33, this is one who is all about Christ consciousness. This is the mother energy. So the number 6 is all about nurturing, kindness, close personal relationships and family, the mother energy, nurturing energy. Well, the 33-6 is not just nurturing energy for the close people around you and your friends and family. It's nurturing energy for the world. So my friend Tor out there, he's a 33-6. He is somebody who is just that. It's almost like taking the qualities of Buddha, of Jesus, of Mother Teresa, Gandhi, all these wonderful people out there, saints that have lived and have made such an impact on humanity. And, you know, in their own little 33 world, that's what they're doing. And the ripple effect goes out and it affects everyone. Everything we do affects everyone, everyone, everywhere. We're all one. So that's why it's so important to do what you know is right for you, because you're going to be affecting everyone around you. So that 33, if you have a 33-6 child, really make sure that you protect them, you nurture their loving, generous, humanitarian qualities, because eventually they'll probably be doing something like saving the world, okay? It's a tall order, but you can do it. Remember, sensitivity, kindness for that 33-6, so important, along with survival skills. So these master numbers have so much potential, and they're very, very sensitive, so it is important for us to really, if we have children with these master numbers, to be super-duper vigilant in our own awareness of how we're treating them and how we're acting with them, how we're interacting with them. Does that make sense? So there you go, folks. You've got your children's numbers from 1 to 9 and then 11, 22, and 33. And I hope this has been helpful for you. For me, it totally helps. So this is, I'd like to do another show eventually on the compatibility. So you say, okay, I'm a mother and I have a 7 and a 9 child. Well, how does that all work? Where my husband's a 9, I'm a 4. Matt, you know, my one son Max is a 7 and Luke is a 9. How does this work? How do we interact with each other that's going to be most helpful? I call it compatibility, family compatibility. So if anybody's interested in securing a reading with me to go over that, I'd be so honored. So just let me know, jenyoung888@gmail.com or my website, jenyoung888.com. So there's one more thing I'd like to add because we only have about 5 minutes. And this has nothing to do with numerology, but this has to do with nutrition. There is a new tool that I've been using with my clients that is phenomenal when it comes to nutrition. So everybody knows, like I talk about what to eat, what not to eat, or, you know, everybody sort of has to modify to their own needs and what works for them. They have to listen to their intuitive feelings. They, you know, some people come to me and we do the health cards. So that way you really get the underlying feeling of what do you need? Do you need sunshine? Do you need to quit your job? Do you need a different thing? What do you need for help? There's this website that is actually my website called JenYoung888.idlife.com. There's a test on this website, and it's a free test. And what it does is it asks you all these pertinent questions, questions that are important about you, your lifestyle at the moment. It's all current. Your lifestyle, your family background, what you eat, how much you exercise, where you live, all these things, all these components are in there in this incredible test. And what comes out of this test, it only takes like 5 to 8 minutes to take this test. You answer these questions. Then you get this incredible report, you guys, of what you need. Do you need vitamin D? Do you need, probiotics? Do you need melatonin for sleep? Do you need, you know, extra vitamin D because you live in the north and you don't get out much, you work in an office? All these things are going to, all the questions that you answer give you this incredible report on what supplements or what type of anything that you need, food, supplement. So the thing is, you take this test and you can buy the vitamins. Like, of course, I buy the vitamins. They recommend, and then I take the test every 3 months or so. That way, if things have changed for me, what I need to take as far as supplements and vitamins go changes, right? Because you just don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over if you are actually changing and circumstances in your life have changed. So I recommend you taking this test, not just for yourself, do it for your kids and your husband or your wife or your partner. So this way you really get a bead on what your child needs nutrition-wise. Say your child is deficient in magnesium. Well, magnesium, we're all deficient in magnesium because it's a mineral in the soil, and the way that we farm, it's been depleted. So say they start taking magnesium and they get on this regime of these supplements, and you're going to start to notice more energy, clarity of thinking. They're going to be happier. Perhaps they're going to sleep better, that kind of thing. So I recommend you don't have to buy the vitamins, okay? You don't have to buy the vitamins. And when you sign up to take the test, you do have to put in some information like your birth date, where you live, and all this stuff. And just know that no one sees that. This company called ID Life is HIPAA compliant, and I'm the only one who sees your email address. So you just create your account. You take the test. You can check out why you need these things. You click the why button and it says why you need these things. So even if you don't order the vitamins, take this test and use it to help you take the guesswork out of, deciding what vitamins your kid needs or your kids need or what vitamins you need. So check it out, guys. It's free and I'm giving it and spreading the word to all my clients. So go to the website, JenYoung888.idlife.com. Click the green button, take the test, and let me know what you think of it. I know that it's going to help you on the path to wellness and on the path to parenting, to being the best parent you can be, and of course, on the path to being the best you can be, because you can only be to your kids as good as you are to yourself. So I am so honored that you guys listened today. I feel so blessed to be able to talk about this kind of thing. I love my radio show. I'll see you next Wednesday, the 17th. 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio / Jen Young. So check me out on Facebook, like my page, and let's talk and interact. Any questions, I want you to send them my way in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a message, whether it's a question on my email. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. Even my website has a contact page, because interacting with you is what I want to do, and sharing this information is what I love, and that's what I'm here to do. That is so my life purpose. So talk to me about anything, all right? And call me if you want. Call in on the show next week, and I'd be happy to do a mini reading for you, answer any questions. So definitely tune in next Wednesday at 10 a.m. All right. Love you all. Have a fabulous week. Go to Spiritual Eating too and check out the nutrition information there because I think you're really going to love it. Love you guys. Adios.